don't fear me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
This is a special sort of election interrupt this episode of Tim Pod number 8. To avoid the election news and everything that goes with it, stress-wise and anxiety-wise and holy shit-wise, I am going to record special episodes of all the podcasts tonight and mainly drink. But for this one, I'm going to do a top 5 most wanted guest list. The people who I'd really want on this podcast. If I could just pick 5 people today on this podcast to be on it. And this is in no particular order or anything. You know, nobody's number 1 or number 2 or number 5. But these are just 5 people that came in my head right away who I'd really love to have on here. Number 1 of the first one I'm going to mention is Sophie Hagen of Guilty Feminist Podcast, and she also has her own podcast, solo one. First one's with her comedy partner, the Guilty Feminist Podcast, which I really love. It's so freaking funny. You should check it out. But Sophie, has a lot of energy, like, just listening to her podcast, and a lot of, and I don't mean energy like frantic. It's just energy in the words she uses. Like, it's just, I really enjoy the podcast with her. I've been, really going through any podcasts connected with Guilty Feminist. So, Made a Human is Sophie's other podcast, and it's really good. You should check it out, too. I like that one a lot, too, but I've been going back catalog. I think I'm caught up on Made of Human, and I'm caught up on the Guilty Feminist, and I also caught up on Deborah Francis White's Global Pillage podcast, which I think is really, really good, too. Like, you should check that one out, also. And it's all, comedians, different comedians on it and such. But those are, really good. And I'd love to have Deborah Francis White on here also, but Sophie Hagen, of the two, I really enjoy her podcast and a lot. So that's my number 1 wish list guest. Number 2 is Ashley Story, who also has her own, she has a podcast with her mom, and it's the Jane Godley podcast, and it's really funny too, and it's really in your face podcast in a lot of ways. Though, whenever men say women do anything, it's in your face. It's oh, you mean women who speak their mind. It's kind of like the whole thing where they're like, oh, they're, they're hard. And, women who are hard at the job. And, they're stern and stuff like that. And it's they're just doing what they're doing. But, with that being said, whatever. I'm rambling. But, Ashley's Story is, really good. And I'm sorry if I'm saying anybody's name wrong. I'm really awful at pronouncing names, especially now that I have no teeth, which I'll be getting in February. Cool. But I'd really love to have her on my podcast, too. And that would be, a lot of fun. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts in other countries. I have so many podcasts. I have, 40 I listen to regularly. So when I've been adding them lately, I've been really, having two criteria. I want female podcasts because I'm just tired of hearing like so many male podcasts and stuff. And it's really not saying they're bad. I want another perspective. I want a variety. I want, you know, that spice of like a different viewpoint. And that's why I like them from other countries too. Getting those viewpoints from other countries is really interesting to me. Also, when I'm listening to a podcast now, because I just find it really interesting, like, hearing other people's viewpoints and stuff. Now, another person who I would love to have on my podcast, who I originally heard her on the podcast, is Stacy's Pop Culture Parlor, which I've had Stacy on this already because she does the narration for the 10 Universe Stories. Because she was, like, my top person I'd want. And I'd still like to have her on here and, like, really discuss, like, a lot of stuff. And we've talked about it in the future. But I heard, and I, again, sorry if I mispronounce your name, Jenny Gelbine. And if you look her up on Twitter is JenniGyllBlad. She's a great artist, like, really cool artist. And I was actually talking to her today on Twitter about, like, night terrors and stuff and how I have them, like, I scratch my face really bad at night sometimes and I woke up blood and I gouged out almost once and stuff like that. But her artwork, you gotta check it out. Like it's really cool. Like I said, check out her Twitter. She has a Patreon, too. It's really cool. Not safe for work or her artwork. I'll tell you that. It's adult artwork, all of it. But it's really good. Like, you really should check it out. So, it's, like, another person I would love to have on my podcast. If you check out her appearances on Stacy's Pop Culture Parlor Marathons, they're some of the best. Like, I mean, hands down, some of the best. Okay. Number 4 on my top 5 most wanted guests would be Hank Green, a Vlogbrothers fame. Hank and John Green. I would love to have Hank Green on here because I'd love to discuss, like, independent creative people, the future of independent work, how to deal with so many ideas, because he's, like, somebody who I've seen that has, like, so many ideas, and he has to, like, departmentalize which ones he's going to do and stuff. And I really enjoy hearing him speak on different subjects. And it's just a very interesting person. And I followed the Vlogbrothers from a long time ago. Even before Mar was like, first time Mar told me about John Green as a writer, I was like, oh yeah, I follow his vlog, like, that he does with his brother. And it was, like, really cool. But yeah, I'd love to discuss stuff with John Green. And I want to look, and that's, like, my last one. One more. Top 5. My 5th is one of my favorite artists, a writer, Maureen Johnson. She's got a podcast right now going on called Who Says. It's a political podcast leading up to the election and stuff. It's a really good podcast. I hope she continues doing podcasts after this. I really enjoy her work. Maureen Johnson is, like, a really good writer. I've enjoyed her books for a while now. But I was actually a fan of her Twitter way before I was ever reading her writing. I've met her at a couple of different conventions and gotten stuff signed for her. I actually got her to sign a print of her Twitter feed one time. And she's really cool, Maureen Johnson is. But I'd love to have her on here to discuss a lot of stuff. One of the things is, like, being creative but also dealing with chronic illness, which she has some issues she deals with too. And that's something I deal with. Different illness and different stuff, but, like, I'd really like to discuss that with her. But overall, I'd like to start getting more artists and people on the 10 pod, because it's what I want to do in between the story chapters or the audio adaptions, is get people on here to discuss art and independent artists and how they got into art and all that stuff. So I think that would be really cool. I just gotta be more, just ask people, like, when I've talked to other podcasters and I'm like, yo, how do you get guests? And most of them are just like, I asked, and, you know, it's that simple. You just gotta ask people. I mean, if they say no, they say no. So I really gotta do that more. I don't know if I have the guts to ask almost anybody on here, on this list, if they would appear on there, because they probably get asked tons and all the time. But I don't know, might as well, who knows, most you do is hear from them and say no, or you don't hear from them at all. But okay, I hope everybody has a great election night. Let's hope we have a good return and everybody turns out and democracy is cool. Vote. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Remember